Your rights and responsibilities as a patient at Stanford Healthcare. Patient rights.
You have the right to exercise your rights without regard to ancestry, age, 40 and above, color, disability, physical and mental, including HIV and AIDS, genetic information, gender, gender identity or gender expression, marital status, medical condition, genetic characteristics, cancer, or a record or history of cancer, military or veteran status, national origin, includes language use and possession of a driver's license issued to persons unable to prove their presence in the United States, is authorized under federal law. Race, religion, includes religious dress and grooming practices. Sex, includes pregnancy, childbirth, breastfeeding, and/or related medical conditions. Citizenship, primary language, immigration status, and sexual orientations or any other characteristics protected by law or the source of payment for care.
You have the right to receive considerate and respectful care and to be made comfortable. You have the right for your personal values and beliefs to be respected. You have the right to have a family member or other representative of your choosing and your own physician notified promptly of an admission to the hospital. You have the right to receive care in a safe setting, free from verbal or physical abuse, harassment, or exploitation. You have the right to access protective services, including notifying government agencies of neglect or abuse. You have the right to have knowledge of the name of the physician who has primary responsibility for coordinating your care, and the names and professional relationships of other physicians and non-physicians who will see you. You have the right to receive information about your health status, the course of treatment, prospects for recovery, and outcomes of care, including unanticipated outcomes, in terms that you can understand. You have the right to participate in the development and implementation of your plan of care, and you may include or exclude family members from participating in care decisions. You have the right to receive as much information about any proposed treatment or procedure as you may need in order to give informed consent or to refuse this course of treatment. Except in emergencies, this information shall include a description of the procedure or treatment, the medically significant risks involved in each treatment, alternate courses of treatment or non-treatment, and the risks involved in each, and to know the name of the person who will carry out the procedure or treatment. You have the right to participate actively in decisions regarding medical care. To the extent permitted by law, this includes the right to refuse treatment and to be informed of medical consequences of such refusal. You do not have the right to receive treatment or services deemed medically unnecessary or inappropriate.
You have the right to participate in resolving ethical dilemmas that arise in the course of care, including issues of conflict resolution, withholding resuscitative services, and foregoing or withdrawing life-sustaining treatment. You may consult with a member of the hospital's ethics committee regarding ethical questions and concerns by asking the nurse or physician. You may also reach a member of the Ethics Consult Service by sending a page to 16230. You have the right to have your personal privacy respected. Case discussion, consultation, examination, and treatment are confidential and should be conducted discreetly. You have the right to be told the reason for the presence of any individual. You have the right to have visitors leave prior to an examination and when treatment issues are being discussed. Privacy curtains should be used in semi-private rooms. You have the right to receive confidential treatment of all communications and records pertaining to the care and the stay in Stanford Healthcare. You will receive a separate notice of privacy practices that explains patients' privacy rights in detail and how Stanford Healthcare may use and disclose protected health information. You have the right to receive reasonable responses to any reasonable requests made for service. You have the right to leave Stanford Healthcare even against the advice of physicians to the extent permitted by law. You have the right to receive reasonable continuity of care and to know in advance the time and location of appointments as well as the identity of persons providing your care. You have the right to be informed of any human experimentation or other research educational projects affecting your care or treatment. You are given a description of alternative services that might be advantageous. You have the right to refuse to participate in such research projects, which will not compromise access to services. You have the right to be informed of continuing healthcare requirements following discharge from Stanford Healthcare, and if you request, have this information given to a friend or family member. You have the right to examine and receive an explanation of the bill regardless of source of payment. You have the right to know which Stanford Healthcare rules and policies apply to your conduct while a patient. You have the right to have all patients' rights apply to the person who has legal responsibility to make decisions regarding medical care on your behalf. This includes the right of the patient's guardian, next of kin, or legally authorized representative to exercise, to the extent permitted by law, the rights of the patient if the patient is adjudicated incompetent in accordance with the law, is found by his or her physician to be medically incapable of understanding the proposed treatment or procedure, is unable to communicate his or her wishes regarding treatment, or is an unemancipated minor.
You have the right to designate visitors of your choosing if you have decision-making capacity, whether or not the visitor is related by blood or marriage, unless no visitors are allowed, Stanford Healthcare reasonably determines that the presence of a particular visitor would endanger the health or safety of a patient, member of the staff, or would significantly disrupt the operation of the facility. You have indicated to Stanford Healthcare staff that you no longer want this person to visit. Stanford Healthcare may establish reasonable restrictions upon visitation, including restrictions upon the hours of visitation and number of visitors. Visitors may include, but are not limited to, spouses, domestic partners, both different sex and same-sex significant others, both different sex and same-sex parents, foster parents, children, and other family members, friends, and persons from a patient's community. You have the right to have your wishes considered for purposes of determining who may visit if you lack decision-making capacity, and to have the method of consideration disclosed in the hospital policy on visitation. At a minimum, Stanford Healthcare shall consider any person living in the household. You have the right to be free from restraints and seclusion of any form used as a means of coercion, discipline, convenience, or retaliation by staff. You have the right to be provided with information about accessing protective services, that is, guardianship and advocacy services, conservatorship, and child or adult protective services. You have the right to receive appropriate assessment and management of pain, information about pain, pain relief measures, and to participate in pain management decisions. You may request or reject the use of any or all modalities to relieve pain, including opiate medication if suffering from severe, chronic, intractable pain. The doctor may refuse to prescribe the opiate medication, but, if so, must inform you that there are physicians who specialize in the treatment of severe, chronic, intractable pain with methods that may include the use of opiates. You have the right to formulate advance directives if you are at least 18 or an emancipated minor and appoint a surrogate to make healthcare decisions on the patient's behalf to the extent permitted by law. Stanford Healthcare staff providing care shall comply with these directives within the limits of the law. The provision of care is not conditioned on the existence of an advance directive. In the absence of the actual directive, your wishes may be documented in the medical record. Assistance is provided to patients who would like to formulate an advance directive.
You have the right to receive information at the time of admission about the Stanford Healthcare patient rights policies and mechanism for the initiation, review, and when possible, resolution of patient complaints concerning the quality of care. You have the right to file a grievance or complaint about care, services, or any form of discrimination and be informed of the action taken with the assurance that future access to and quality of care will not be affected. This may be done in writing or by calling Patient Relations Office at 650-498-3333, located at 300 Pasture Drive, Stanford, California, 94305. You have the right to file a complaint with the California Department of Public Health, CDPH, whether or not you use the hospital's grievance process. CDPH licensing and certification 100 Paseo de San Antonio, Suite 235, San Jose, California, 95113. Phone 408-277-1784. Fax 408-277-1032. You may also report a complaint to the Joint Commission, Mail, Office of Quality Monitoring, the Joint Commission, 1 Renaissance Boulevard, Oakbrook Terrace, Illinois, 60181. Email patientsafetyreport@jointcommission.org. Phone 800-994-6610. Stanford Healthcare has interpretation available in all languages, including sign, at no cost. Please call Interpreter Services at 650-723-6940.
Patient responsibilities. You have the responsibility to make informed decisions. Gather as much information as you need. You may be asked to consent in writing to certain tests, procedures, or operations. You should ask questions to fully understand each document to be signed. You have the responsibility to understand. If the explanation of the medical problem or treatment is not clear, ask such questions as, why is the treatment recommended? What risks or side effects are involved? What alternatives are available? Will the treatment cause discomfort or pain? You have the responsibility to be honest. Give an accurate, complete medical history and report changes in your health to your medical practitioner. This includes reporting your degree of pain and the effects or limitations of treatment for pain. You have the responsibility to respect others. Be considerate of others by allowing them privacy, limiting visitors, and maintaining a quiet atmosphere. Telephones, televisions, radios, and lights should be used in a manner agreeable to others.
You have the responsibility to follow the treatment plan. Tell your doctor if you believe you cannot follow through with the treatment plan and why you cannot. Find out about the consequences of refusing treatment or of selecting an alternative treatment not recommended by the medical team. You do not have the right to receive treatment that is considered medically unnecessary or inappropriate. You have the responsibility to recognize, as a medical teaching institution, Stanford Healthcare has a commitment to the education of future healthcare professionals. Patients receiving medical care in Stanford Healthcare are a part of this process. You have the responsibility to follow the Stanford Healthcare rules and regulations affecting patient care and conduct. You have the responsibility to recognize the effect of lifestyle on your personal health. Patients and their families have the right to request discharge planning services. For assistance, please call 650-723-5091.